This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters flocked to Myanmar's city of Mandalay Monday, despite a chilling message from the junta that a confrontation would cost more lives. Businesses shut on Monday in a general strike called to oppose a military coup as thousands of protesters gathered in towns and cities. State-owned media MRTV warned protesters against action Monday. On Saturday, two more protesters were killed when police opened fire in Mandalay, marking the bloodiest day in the campaign for the restoration of democracy. A young protester died in the hospital also Friday after she was shot in the head on February 9th. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all Boeing 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. United says it is temporarily removing those aircraft from service. The announcements come a day after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a separate statement that two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although the agency did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions about how the incident occurred. The head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access but will still allow the agency to monitor its atomic program. Rafael Grossi made the comments on arrival to Vienna on Sunday night. He was careful to say that there still would be time and the same number of inspectors, but there would be things we'd lose. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States stands at the brink of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus. It's a year into the pandemic. America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the looming milestone horrible and historic. The running total of lives lost, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, was about 499,000 into Monday morning. That's roughly the population of Kansas City, Missouri, and shy of the size of Atlanta, Georgia. First known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were in early February of 2020 in the state of California. The death toll reached 400,000 on January 19th of this year in the waning hours in office for U.S. President or former U.S. President Donald Trump. Senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi on Monday called on the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden to work with Beijing to reopen dialogue between the two countries to restore a bilateral relationship damaged under the presidency of Donald Trump. Wang, a Chinese state counselor and foreign minister, said the Trump administration's actions to suppress and contain China inflicted immeasurable harm. He called on Washington to remove tariffs on Chinese goods and abandon what he said was an irrational suppression of the Chinese tech sector. The comments come with the bilateral relationship at its lowest in decades. Washington and Beijing have clashed on multiple fronts, including trade, accusations of human rights against the Uyghur Muslim minorities, and Beijing's territorial claims in the resources-rich South China Sea. New Zealand on Monday marked 10 years since an earthquake struck its South Island city of Christchurch, killed 185 people, injuring thousands, and leaving a trail of destruction. At 12:51 p.m. on February 22nd of 2011, a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck close to Christchurch in a city at a depth of 5 kilometers. Although not as strong as a magnitude 7.1 quake, which hit the area less than 6 months earlier, its shallow depth and proximity to the city center resulted in widespread damages. Hundreds of people gathered at a memorial at Wall in Christchurch, observed a minute's silence, and flags flew at half-mast. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that it was a time to look ahead with hope for the future of New Zealand's second largest city. Again, New Zealand Monday, marking 10 years since the earthquake struck its South Island city of Christchurch that killed 185 people. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
If there's one singer today that embodies love, it is Jill Scott. And for 16 years, Jill has poured her heart into her music, reminding us that no matter what we may be experiencing, we are not alone. I discovered Jill in 2000. I was listening to the Roots Live CD, and as they began to perform their Grammy Award-winning song, You Got Me, they called this young poet from Philly, who originally wrote the hook sang by Erykah Badu, to the stage. Her name was Jill Scott, and honey, she took that opportunity and gave it all she had. From that moment, I knew this wasn't going to be the last time that I had heard of this girl they call Jilly from Philly. My name is the Lady DJ, and this week on Soul Lounge, we are celebrating the life and music of Jill Scott. Jill Scott started off as Philadelphia's best-kept secret. She was a poet who spent her days working odd jobs and her evenings performing at open mics and ciphers around the city. One night, Amir Questlove Thompson, the co-founder and drummer of the legendary Roots Crew, heard her perform and asked her if she would join them in the studio. From there, she began working with other Philly acts, and eventually she caught the attention of Steve McKeever, who had just founded Hidden Beach Recordings. She immediately signed to the label, and her first album, Who is Jill Scott Volume 1, became Hidden Beach's inaugural project. Now, the album didn't do as well on the charts as they would have liked, but the first single, called A Long Walk, a beautiful song about the sweetness of a new relationship, earned Jill her very first Grammy nomination. Here it is, A Long Walk by Jill Scott, inside the Soul Lounge.
You're here, I'm pleased, I really dig your company, your style, your smile. Your peace mentality, Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see what I came supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Sora 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down and make your soul the winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat and you're all that. Plus supreme, then you're humble, man. I'm numb, yo, and feeling. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelations 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie. Or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe fly to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent.
We can talk about something entirely.
inside the Soul Lounge.
We're celebrating singer, songwriter, actress, model, mother, and wife, Jill Scott, this week on the Soul Lounge. He Loves Me, the song we just heard, was written for her then-boyfriend, Lizelle Williams. The two married in 2001. Right about that time, Jill embarked on a national tour to promote Who is Jill Scott. The recording of her Washington, D.C. show was released as an album in November of that year. After wrapping up the European leg of her tour in 2002, Jill decided to step away from music just to recharge. She spent some time with her mom, with her grandmother. She wrote a book, and she concentrated on her marriage. It would be 3 years before Jill released a second studio album called Beautifully Human. This time around, Jill wrote and sang about community, family, personal empowerment, and yes, of course, love. Beautifully Human reached number 3 on the Billboard 200 charts, and it would become her first number 1 album as it reached the top spot on the R&B chart. The album also included the song that would earn Jill her very first Grammy, called Cross My Mind. This is the Soul Lounge.
I was just thinking about you. Wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind. But it stunk on him though. You know what they say, everything ain't for everybody. But I tried anyway. You sure did smell good. Never slumping, never round. It would turn me on just to see you walk into a room, across the room, out of the room. You really impressed me. Write this letter, send this two-way. I know I'ma say some things. I know you're gonna say some things that we both don't need to say.
What's
We'll be back with more from Jill Scott inside the Soul Lounge.
You always answer my call when I call.
You always
talking about the last battle shot of a long kiss goodnight.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. This week, we're taking a look back at the life and music of Jill Scott. We pick up her story in 2007. She'd already released her third album, The Real Thing, Words and Sounds, Volume 3. Now, the first single from this project was a departure from what we were used to hearing from Jill, sonically and lyrically as well. Hate on Me was written to address the negative comments that were being written about her online. Some also speculated the song referred to the growing tension between her and Hidden Beach Records. No matter why she wrote it, the song resonated with audiences and it earned Jill another Grammy nomination. This is Hate on Me from Jill Scott inside the Soul Lounge.
Thank you. just to be mad at me. If I could find in all this a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
As far as it's gone, I promise.
Jill Scott featuring George Duke whenever you're around inside the Soul Lounge. The mood of Jill's 2007 album, The Real Thing, was somber. And as art often reflects life, audiences wondered if Jill's love story with husband Lizelle was coming to an end. Indeed, it was. In 2007, Jill Scott filed for divorce. During the next couple of years, Jill stayed busy touring. She released her second live album, Live from Paris, which was recorded during her European tour. And in 2010, Jill walked away from Hidden Beach Records halfway through her six-album deal. The label sued her for millions of dollars, and Jill countersued. Eventually, Scott was able to sign a recording and distribution deal with Warner Brothers Records, and in 2011, dropped Light of the Sun, which went right to number one. As a Jill Scott fan, this one surprised me. It seemed so personal, even more so than her previous work. But it was also fun because it featured collaborations with Eve, Dougie Fresh, and Anthony Hamilton. As a matter of fact, here they are together. This is So In Love, Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton, inside the Soul Lounge.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I need to get away. Go home and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely. I hope you're thinking of me. Cause all I want is time of you. And don't need nothing more.
shines. Ooh, yeah. But when I look in your eyes, I
don't want nobody here, baby.
This is the last take for the night. Understand that's kinda late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father, doing is absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Less, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, struggle gone. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock this joint all day long. You're so blessed. Yes.
Inside the Soul Lounge, I would say that blessed accurately described Jill's life at that time. She had become a mother, and although she was focused on spending time with her family, Jill had also caught the acting bug. In 2008, Jill Scott appeared in Tyler Perry's movie Why Did I Get Married? And she played a detective in the number one ladies' detective agency, a television show that was filmed in Botswana and broadcast in the U.S. and England. She even won an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actress in a Television Movie for her role in the television special Sins of the Mother. But music remained her first love. So she got back in the studio and started working on her fifth studio album. In 2015, Woman was released. This time, Jill expanded her musical offerings beyond R&B. We got jazz, we got blues, we got country, we got pure soul. This was a Jill Scott that we hadn't heard, and audiences were curious to hear more. Per usual, Jill wrote about love in all its forms. Her first single, Fool's Gold, told the story of a woman who fell for for a man only to find out he wasn't all that she thought. A story that once again resonated with almost every single one of her female fans. This is Fool's Gold inside the Soul Lounge. Scott is in her mid-40s now, a full-grown woman, and a seasoned artist who is considered one of modern soul's great philosopher poets. And if the past is an indicator of the future, we can expect more heartfelt, soul-stirring, realer-than-real music from this incredible artist, and I, for one, cannot wait.
Reprimand a grown-up. Who am I to act
you so much for hanging out with me this week inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and if you want to reach out to me, you can do so via social media. I am at VOA Lady DJ on Facebook and Twitter. So until we meet again, make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.
Pieces of me were scattered, blowing in the cold in different directions. Truth be told, but then I looked into it could be all right. You went and put me back together, back together again. Going through heartache. Oh, you know, I think I lost my mind for time. And couldn't get better, couldn't get no better, no matter.